You're late. Have you got the papers the Chinaman gave you?
There he is, Dad. Is it a surprise?
Yes, Boogie. In the past, this information has been suppressed, but now it can be told. Every man, woman, and mutant on this planet shall know the truth about de-evolution.
Oh, Dad, we're all
Having trouble getting through the week? Radio Valencia has you covered. Tune in for our Weird Wednesday Wonder Block to get you over your hump day.
Weird Wednesday Wonder Block.
It all starts with pom-pom tones from 8 to 10 a.m., followed by bunny whiskers taking you through noon, and the Dead Daisy Show bringing up the rear till 2 p.m. Each show brings a unique, unexpected take on freeform radio, from bona fide classics to obscure rarities. We'll get your head straight. Stretch out and get spacey with Radio Valencia on Wednesdays. It will turn your week around.
Nameme mawasaretari. り飲み込んだもの吐き出したり、生き物ってめんどくさい、生き物め、生き物どもめ、飛んだり泳いだり転がり落ちたり、そこらを這い回りまとわりついたり、背後に隠れたり何かに化けたり、いきなり暴れたり針で刺されたり、生き物って羨ましい、生き物め、
coming to me, all money going on trees, all pennies turning. Dr. Kildare, Dr. Casey, you're wanted for a consultation. Calling Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey. I got an ache in my heart. Oh, Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey, what treatment should I start?
2, 3, 4, tell the doctor where you're sore.
They told me find a cute boy and have him kiss you 5 or 10 times a day. And then in no time, like magic, the pain will go away. Oh, I feel better already. Dr. Kildare, Dr. Casey, you're wanted for a consultation. Calling Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey. I get so lonely I cry. Oh, Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey, what do you prescribe?
2, 3, 4, have you felt this way before?
They told me find a cute boy and have him hug you. This is better than fine, Doc. Dr. Kildare. Dr. Casey. You're wanted for a consultation. Calling Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey. My emotions are dead. Oh, Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey. Should I take to bed?
6, 7, 8. Soon we'll have you feeling great.
They told me find a cute boy and have him love you every morning and night. And then in no time, like magic, you're gonna feel all right. Oh, oh, Dr. Kildare.
Yes?
Dr. Casey.
Yes, Connie.
Oh, I think you've discovered a new miracle drug.
Oh, did I?
Oh, this is really the cure.
You don't say.
Oh, I feel wonderful.
You do?
I never felt this way before.
Uh-huh. She feels better already.
We'll be right back. was number one. We're playing our games, we're fighting our war, and each of us claims that he's selling more. With the other big three of the magazine's four. I'm the best, I protest, I digest. My net reach is 40% of the nation, but mine is 42.1. I'll treat that figure lightly, you're only a fortnightly. Besides, my gross impression's more when all is said and done. But when you consider the whole population, well, I reach 43%. Good luck, we're gonna wish you. Go print your monthly issue. It looks like we're about to have a little argument.
I have a
Life magazine's monthly net reach is 54.9%. Thank you.
I'm on the fence. I'm intense. I condense. Although I'm a monthly, I topped 50 million in advertising revenue. But all my friends put Philly in for over 60 million. But I was 76 or more in 1962. Oh, why do we argue and why do we bicker? Why not sit back and just relax? That girl is sure to stop us, and once more she will top us. And so we might as well give in and listen to the facts.
Life's advertising revenue in 1962 was $140,585,848.
Somehow this game is being played.
Which did you say is number one? Which did you say is the first? After all is said and done, life is number one. Number one in the cigarettes. Number one in these shoes. Number one in these soft, soft drinks. Number one in the booze. Number one in the radio, phonograph and TV. Number one in the furniture. Look who's number three. Number one in the clothes you wear and the cameras you viewed. Number one in insurance ads. Number one in the food. And in major appliances, candy bars and new cars. Nothing's higher than number one, except perhaps the stars.
How do you do it? How do you do it? How in the world do you do it?
There's nothing to it. There's nothing to it. When you've got what life has got, quality, versatility, and such great flexibility. Result stories that spell success. 26 markets to impress. Weekly issues that hit the peaks. 28 million every 4 weeks. They reach more people beneath the sun. And that is why life is number one. Said and done, life is number one.
Yes, indeed, it's agreed. We can see that life is number one.
Dead rappers from both coasts, putting out albums long after they've decomposed. So their lyrics are a little behind the times, but how do they get the dead to write rhymes? Song after song on the radio I hear is by a guy who died in the yesteryear, but it's the best I hear of all the crap on the air. It's pretty sad when you compare it to those still breathing the air. I've been looking for a deal since I wrote my first song. Now I finally realize what I've been doing wrong. It's not my cheesy beats or that my lyrics aren't strong. It's just the simple fact that I've been living too long.
Dead rappers got records flying off the shelf,
so I might get a deal if I kill myself. That would pretty much guarantee more airplay, but I don't think that I'd be able to enjoy the extra pay. It blows me away what the dead are achieving. Silly me thought it'd be tough to rap without breathing. Don't you know being being dead seems to be the way to go. Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
Living or not, I gotta give them their props. They've been dead for years, but the rhyming don't stop. They'll be back, doesn't matter what the death report is. Throwing down and being hard is now due to rigor mortis. That rapper died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall, but now he's got gold records on the wall. It's the dawn of the dead, and the dead can rap. Still getting paid while taking a dirt nap. In the store, you hear their beats cranked high. You look the clerk in the eye and say,
didn't that guy die?
But their careers go on, even though they're long gone. There's a sign next week out on Forest Lawn.
Dead rappers got records on the top of the charts,
and all I got is a degree in liberal arts. That means that before I could ever be adored, I'd have to be full of formaldehyde, stiff as a board. I just can't believe what the dead are achieving, like a rude house guest who's just not leaving. It's another bonus for the record label CEO. Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
He be passed on. He has ceased to be. Homeboy has expired and gone to meet his maker. This is a late rapper. They be stiffed, bereft of life. OGs, rest in peace out. Metabolical processes are of interest only to historians. My man has dropped the twig. Mofo has shuffled off this portal coil. Running upside the curtain and joined the choir invisible. In short, this is an ex-rapper.
Scott LaRock has been dead for like 15 years, so he'll probably do a video with Britney Spears. Every year we hear the news, there goes another one lined up on death row.
Now that's a big pun.
Big L, Biggie Smalls, all the big rappers get death's glance. So Buffy didn't stand a chance, and the record labels won't leave well enough alone, cause she can't collect royalties on a tombstone. I got some advice for the folks who hate Eminem. Don't kill him, cause then you'll never get rid of him. They'll put out best, worst, and unreleased rhymes, guest vocals and home videos until the end of time. Dead rappers got records flying off the shelf. So here's a toast to Jay-Z's health, and to Puff Daddy, Pete Diddy, or whatever. Live long and prosper, hell, live forever, cause once they're dead, we won't ever be free. No R.I.P. for R.A.P. Don't you know being dead seems to be the way to go? Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
Yo, dog, that rapper is only mostly dead. There's a big difference between mostly dead and all dead. Mostly dead is slightly alive. Well, with all dead, there's usually only one thing you could do.
What's that, yo?
Go through his clothes and look for the bling bling.